There's something very disturbing taking place in the name of Christ right now. And it is this trend among many, but not all, many Christian Zionists in America who are essentially end times accelerationists. And they openly talk about this. They believe that the way to summon the return of Christ is to accelerate end times events, specifically those surrounding Israel, now that things have been, you know, cooking off there in the Middle East with Gaza and Hamas and, you know, the IDF bombing the Gaza Strip and so on. So these Christian Zionists, again, which do not represent all Christians by any means, and they certainly do not represent all Jews. In fact, technically, the Jewish people believe that non-Jew Christian Zionists are subhuman animals who will not be saved. just to be clear, all right? But so I'm not talking about all Jews or all Christians by any means, but this subgroup of Christian Zionists, they believe that there has to be blood spilled in the Middle East, blood of Israelis and blood of Israel's enemies, and especially the destruction of the temple. I believe that's the Al-Aqsa temple, and then the rebuilding of the new temple there, that all of this has to happen to summon the return of Christ, their savior. So this sounds a lot like, I mean, first of all, if your Messiah requires a blood ritual to be summoned, that doesn't sound like the Christ that I know. That doesn't sound like the teachings of Christ that are written down and described in the New Testament. In fact, if you have to carry out a blood ritual to summon your Messiah, what does that sound like to you? Does that sound like Christ? Or does that sound more like you're summoning, you know, a creature from hell, a dark creature? What? Why would you have to spill blood to summon a God of love? You wouldn't. You would only spill blood to summon a creature who is a demon. And I dare say that those people who are pushing for more blood in Gaza, more blood spilled of Israelis as well as Palestinians and even Lebanese and others, that they want to see more blood spilled, they are not listening to God or Christ. They are following Satan. They are following Satan. The so-called Christian Zionists that believe in accelerationism, they are deceived, and they are following Satan, Lucifer, not Christ. And even on its face, it doesn't make any sense that certain events would have to happen to summon Christ. If Christ wants to appear, being the Son of God, Christ can appear and return at any time of his own choosing. He doesn't have requirements that a certain number of people have to die or a certain temple has to be constructed. I mean, again, if you're God, you can do whatever you want. You can show up at any time. And secondly, perhaps even more importantly, these Christian Zionists who think that Israel is the chosen land by God and that Israel is going to be saved at the last minute from the Gog-Magog wars, do you have any idea that Israel actually has rejected God, that Tel Aviv is the LGBT capital of the Middle East? You're talking about mass transgenderism and, you know, sodomy, gay sex galore all throughout Tel Aviv, and that's what Israel is now known for, rejecting God and being almost all secular and a lot of atheists. Israel is not a holy country, not in the eyes of God or in the eyes of any observer at this point. Yes, there is a remnant within Israel that is dedicated to the teachings of God, you know, Old Testament teachings and what have you. Not, of course, you know, not the same as what Christians or Catholics believe, but there is a remnant in Israel, but that's a tiny portion of the population of the country of Israel. So these people that think, these Christian Zionists that think that Israel is going to be saved by God, they're deluding themselves. God will pass judgment on Israel if he does anything. Will pass judgment on Israel and will see Israel destroyed once again, as happened before, for the exact same reason, because Israel turned from God. But the most dangerous aspects of this that I've got to point out is it's very frightening when people invoke their faith to justify genocide. And that's exactly what's happening here right now. People are invoking their understanding of Christ or the end times or the book of Revelation to justify genocide against fellow human beings who happen to have been born in the Gaza Strip, Palestinians, you know, brown-skinned people instead of white-skinned people. This was like a war on brown people. And Christ did not teach people to carry out genocide. Christ did not teach ethnic cleansing. And so if you are calling for more genocide and more bombs because you think that's going to accelerate Christ coming back and saving you, you're not going to be saved. You're going to hell, because that's the opposite of what Christ taught. And I don't have to be a Bible scholar to understand this very simple point. Christ taught love and peace and coexistence. Those are his demands. And anyone calling for genocide and mass bombing and killing in the name of Christ, that's blasphemy against Christ. And God will judge you harshly for that kind of, you know, invoking Christ's name in your crusade of genocide against fellow human beings who are also created in the image of God. All humans on planet Earth are children of God, including the Palestinians. And if you call for mass murdering those Palestinians and you invoke the name of Christ, God looks upon you as a creature of hell. You're not going to be saved. You're not going to be raptured. You're going to be tortured eternally in hell for calling for genocide. Stop being on the side of demons and death. It's amazing to me how people can twist up all their religious beliefs into justifying mass killing. And you're seeing it right out in the open right now. People calling for it. Kill them all, bomb them all, no ceasefire. You know, bomb the temple, destroy it all. We got to bring Christ back. Christ doesn't know you. And you don't know Christ. If you think Christ wants you to go out and kill people to summon him back, you do not know Christ. No matter how much scripture you've memorized or how many chapters and verses that you can cite, you do not know Christ. You've been deceived. You've been following Lucifer the entire time. You want Christ to come back? Start behaving in a Christ-like manner, for God's sake, literally. Start behaving in a Christ-like manner, and that's not genocide. Those are my thoughts. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties, and that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well. Of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.